Shalom Baruch Rabbi Zay. So Baruch Hashem, we have this chus to learn the sugyas of Asei Dechaleis Asei this week. So Baruch Hashem, we're going to speak out some Geshmak and Nekudos on the Iker Din of Asei Dechaleis Asei. So let's move on in the Gemara throughout all the sugyas that we learned, that the Makar that Asei is Dechaleis Asei is from the smuchin that we find from Shatnez and Tzitzis. Torah put Shatnez and Tzitzis next to each other. So whether we darshan smuchin always, or even the Rabbi Yehuda, that you need to have Mufna and Ruchach, so the Gemara explained why it's Mufna and why it's Ruchach. But Lamaisa, the makar for the din of Asei being Deichalis Asei, is Lantzach from the parsha of Shatnez and Tzitzis. The smuchin that Torah did put together Shatnez and Tzitzis. So Shaila, that already the Rishonim are aiming on, is that what's Takapshat? Not being Derish time in Dekra, but why is this not a stira with what we know, and that is that Alav, Bechol Makim, is always more Chomer than Asei. The Gemara and Dav Zayin Lamasha speaks out clear that Alav is more Chomer, and Kamavakama Sugis Hashas Amrabur, that Alav is more Chomer than Asei. The Einish is more Chomer, the Seder Achuva is harder for Alav, and Kamavakama other Rayas that Alav is more Chomer. So, since it's Yadua that Alais Asei is more Chomer than Asei, what's Taka Pshat in this Gzeira Sakasa that we're learning, this Smichus, that we're learning that Asei is Doiche Alais Asei L'chaira, the Svara Hasvara Nesenis, that it should be Fakir, Alais Asei B'makim, that you're stuck with either an Asei versus Alais Asei, you should say, Leis Asei is Deiched Asei. So what's Taka Pshat in this din of Asei being Deiched Leis Asei? So there's two Iker Mahalchim in the Rishonim, through Miyash of Akasha, of what's Taka the beer, and why Asei, which is more Kal, is Deiched Alav, which is more Chomer. And that is, it's Yedua Umeforsam, what the Ramban says, the Ramban Al-Tayra in Parshas Yisrei, Perek Chaf Pasuk Ches. So the amount of there's being Aymin on, we find that there's an Indian of Zachar, and there's an Indian of Shamar by Shabbos. So Ramban's Masbir, and I'll read a little bit of his Lashon inside. The Ramban says as follows: the emesu gamkin ki midas zachar is b'mitzvah asei. Mitzvah zachar is misamel the mitzvah asei. Mitzvah asei is that we have all the aseis in the Torah are reflective in zachar. And v'hu hayoyte b'midas ha'ava. That comes from a person's ava. When you have an ava for Hashem, so you want to do His ratzon. You want to positively do the ratzon Hashem. V'hu l'midas harachem. That talks to the midas harachem of Hashem. Ki ha'isa mitzvah sadayna. When somebody does a positive mitzvah that Hashem commanded us, ohovla, you become beloved by Hashem. V'adayna v'rachem b'lov Hashem has rachmanas on him. Umidas shamar mashinkin, the shamar that we find, that's reflective of b'mitzvahs leis asei, zak the Ramban. V'hulu midas adin, that talks to midas adin of Hashem. V'yotzei midas ayira, and one staying away from lavin is reflective of ziras Hashem. Ki anishmar me'aseis davar hara, somebody who is shamer himself to not do ra be'enei adinov is yari asei, that leads to fearing Hashem. Leis asei is build yiras Hashem, and asei is build avas Hashem. Zogt Ramban, v'lochein, mitzvahs asei is gedoylo mi mitzvahs leis asei. That's why, since aseis are reflective of ava, and leis aseis are reflective of yira, zogt Ramban, that's why asei is gedoylo from a leis asei. Kimoisha ahava is gedoylo min a yira, since ava is greater than yira, the madriga of ava sashem is greater than the madriga of yira sashem. Kiamakayim va'isa begufay ubamamayne, ratzan adayin, if somebody who does with his gufa, with his mamen, the ratzan of Hashem, he's gadol, that's greater than min anishmar me'aseis harabein, if it's greater than someone that just refrains from doing bad in Hashem's eyes. Ulakach amru, these are the key words of the Ramban. Ulakach amru, that's takapshat in that which we find in Chazal, in Gemara, that the osi asei v'dochi lois asei. Zok Ramban, that's takapshat. You want to know what pshat is, even though be'etzen, the Ramban's being margish in this kasha. What's takapshat asei is deicha lois asei? Aye, lois asei is more chomer. Zok Ramban, yeah, lois asei is bederach klal more chomer. Aber, there is an akuda in the asei that is more chaviv tashem than lois asei, and that is that asei is ava, and lois asei is yira, and ava is greater than yira. And that's why, because of that koyach that asei has over lois asei, Zok Ramban, that's takapshat, why the din is that asei is deicha lois asei. So that's on the Ramban wants to get around the kasha, that even though I Alav's more chomer, why is Asei Deicha? Yeah, but Asei has a certain adifus over Leis Asei, the Hainu, that it's Ava, and Ava's better than Yira, which is Leis Asei. Memela, Asi Asei, V'dachi Leis Asei. That's the Rabban answers the kasha that we fragged in the beginning. Masha Inke and Rabbeinu Nissim Gain in Shabbos and Lav Kuflam and Gimel and Aleph, he asks the same kasha. He asks it more before. The Ramban is just Ma'ir of the kasha. He doesn't speak it out lehead. Rabbeinu Nissim Gain Mamish frags the kasha. He says, what's Takap Shad? Asei Deicha Leis Asei, I Leis Asei is more chomer. So Rabbeinu Nissim Gain says the Chiddush. He says that it's not true. Asei is not Deicha Leis Asei, the way the Ramban's mash, but that there's Asei and there's Leis Asei. They're present, they're fighting, and the Asei has a kayach to be Deicha Leis Asei. Even though it's here, it's Deicha, because Ava is greater than Yira. Rabbi Nissim Gaim says that no, Ava is not Deicha Yira, and the Asei is Be'etzem not Deicha the Leis Asei. So what's the beer? Zuck Rabbi Nissim Gaim. The beer is that When Hashem wrote the lavin in the Torah, every lav has built into it a tnai that the lav is not said b'makim mitzvah. Every lav there said loisitzach loisinaf. All the lavin in the Torah b'makim asay, they're not nemar. So if you're stuck in a matzav where you have asay and a loisasay, it's not that asay is beating the loisasay. It's the loisasay is bechlal not nemar. The loisasay is not said b'makim that there's asay to do. So that's why asay is not really doichel loisasay. It's really more that the loisasay was not nemar b'makim asay. So Marit has kama b'kama kashas on the. On this Rabbi Nissen Gaon, one of his kashas is that it's not mashma the lashon of Chazal of asay deicha l'chayr. It's not l'fid Rabbi Nissen Gaon. It's not a dechia. It's more than a hutra. It's not even a hutra. It's not being matad lav. There is no lav set here. So the lashon is the lashon. He asks other kashas. That's one of his main kashas that he asks on Rabbi Nissen Gaon. But v'nishvi l'maisa, we have a l'chayr a machlekes Ramban and Rabbi Nissen Gaon. In what's pshat asay deicha leis asay? Is it that there's a asay here? There's a leis asay here, but the asay has a koyach to be deicha lav, even though the lav's more chumra because the asay has ava and ava's greater than yira. That's the Ramban. Rabbi Nissen Gaon, on the other hand, says that no, it's not that asay is being doicha the lav. The pshat is that the lav was not nemar b'makam asay. So let's keep that in mind as we go right there in the share. So there's another machlekes that we find, and that is Taisa of Gimlom and Biz in Dibur Hamascha Lois Asay. Taisa speaks out as a davar pashat. He quotes a Gemara, and then he says pshat is that not only is asay doicha one lav. Let's say you're stuck in a matzav where there's asay, and in order to do the asay, you need to be doicha. You need to be over on two lavin. Zak Taisvas Mali Lav Echa and Mali Shnei Lav, and it does not matter. Taisvas Nevzan is Davar Pashat. He doesn't bring any Makaris. He says it's Davar Pashat. Avada, just like Asay is Deicha one Lav, so too Asay is Deicha two Lavin. Mashen came the Rashba on Dav Ches and the Ritva on Dav Hei Mebez and other Rishanim. They want to say that no, Asay is only Deicha one Lav, but when it comes to two Lavin, it's not Deicha. And the Shaila is, what's Pshat in this Machlekes Rishanim? So I was thinking that maybe we can make a Tliya. Maybe you could say that this machlekes Taisa and the Rashba, whether asay could be deicha to lavin or not, is totally in the machlekes that we said before between the Ramban and Rabbi Nissim Gaon. Dehainu, Taisa who names on it as never pashat that asay beats even to lavin, because he held like Rabbi Nissim Gaon. He holds that the pshat is that a lav isn't nemar b'makam asay. So it's a tenai in every lav. Every lav was not said b'makam asay. So if you're in a matzav of where there's one lav or two lav or three lav or five lav, it doesn't matter. Every single lav has built into it this tenai that b'makam asay, the lav doesn't exist. So I don't care if there's five lav in here. None of them exist because b'makam asay, no lav exists. Lavin don't exist b'makam asay. That's a tenai in the ikar shal halav is that it doesn't exist b'makam asay. So l'chayra, if Taisa is held like the Rabbi Nissim Gaon, it would explain very much why avada he nemlan that as davar pasha. Of course, it's deicha two lav because it makes no difference. Once you know the lumdus of what asay deicha leis asay really is, it's a davar pasha that of course it doesn't matter if it's one lav, it doesn't matter if it's two lav. Mashen kin the Rashba. He holds like the Ramban that there's a koyach adichia where be'etzem it doesn't make sense because the lav is more chamer. Narvas, since there's this ava and yira and ava is greater than yira, so the ava, the siba of ava is doicha the siba sayira. Aber, if there's two lav in here, so now you have two siba sayira, so we don't know. There's dai lav medonli is kenida, and all the Torah said is that a siba of ava, one siba of ava is doicha one siba of yira. Aber, if you have two lav and now you have two sibas of yira, maybe two sibas of yira are taka greater than one siba of ava. Ava is greater than yira to the extent that it's one versus one. But if it's a ava versus two yiras, maybe that wins. And that's why taka the Rashba holds that asay does not be two lav, it only beats one lav. So I was very happy to find that I was mechavin to Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum in his shiuri Rav Nachum, not the chidushim, in shiuri Rav Nachum in Yivamas over here in Simin Hay Ice Bays, he brings down the machlekes Rashba and Taisa whether asay ki b'deicha want to lavin or not, and he says it's totally in the machlekes Ramban and Rabbi Nissim Gaon, and Taisa holds like the Rabbi Nissim Gaon, and the Rashba holds like the Ramban. So Baruch Shechivanti Ladasa Gedoyla Shal Rav Nachum. So the shaila is, after thinking about this a little more, l'chayra, I have two very stark kashas on this tzad that I thought of and that I was mechavin to Rav Nachum on. And that is azay. So Rav Nachum saying that the Rashba who holds that asay is not deicha tu lav, and it's because he holds like the Ramban, not like Rabbi Nissim Gaon. It's not that the lav wasn't nemar b'makam asay, rather it was said, but the koyach of ava is deicha the koyach ayir. So the problem is that I found in the Tshuvas of Rashba in Chelik Aleph Simin Shim Mem Vav that he says mamish exactly like Rabbi Nissim Gaon, and I'll read the Lashon of Rashba inside. The Rashba says the kachi hamida b'chol makom kisha asar shatnez hismich le gedidim haslacha. When the Torah wrote the smuchin of that shatnez is not said b'makom when there's asay of tzitzis, Zot the Rashba loymar, that's to say that b'makom she'asarti lecha shatnez there's a lav called shatnez, but pa'amim zot the Rashba shalo yasarti lecha. Sometimes there is no lav. The lav doesn't exist. Sometimes lo yasarti lecha. Sometimes there is no lav of shatnez. Ve'ezeh, when is there no lav of shatnez? Zok the Rashba, zeh b'makim gedilim. When it's b'makim tzitzis, b'makim the mitzvah of gedilim tasa lecha, b'makim the mitzvah, there's no, the pa'amim lo yasarti. Akan Losh and the Rashba, and it's clear in the Rashba that he's saying, not like the Ramban, he's saying that, like Rabbi Nissim Goyen, that the Pshad is that B'makim Ha'aseh, the Lav's not Nemar. That's why he says, Pa'amim Shalay Asarti. L'chayr, that's Muchach, like the Shitas Rabbi Nissim Goyen, and not like the Ramban. So I don't know how Rabbi Nachman can make this clear that the Rashba holds that's not the Ha'aseh, is not the Ha'aseh, Lavin, is because he holds like the Ramban that it's not like Rabbi Nissim Goyen that the Lav wasn't said. Rather, it was said, and yet the Kayacha Ava beats the Kayacha Ira. L'chayr is the first Rashba and Shuvas that seems to say exactly like Rabbi Nissim Goyen. That's one problem I had with that Kliya. That Rav Nachum says, and the second, and this is more of a ikar kasha by me, and that is that if you think about it, you go through Klar, the Shitas Ramban and the Shitas Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, and the Chayra comes out that they both have to hold like each other. L'fiyanei Zdaiti, they both have to hold like each other. And that is Azai. Let's take one at a time. L'fiyanei Ramban, let's say the Mashal. The Ramban holds that the Koyach, since Be'etzem, Ramban is a kasha, Be'etzem, Alav is more chamor. So how could Asei be doiche Alav? So the Ramban, no, in Echanami, Taka, Alav, in all cases, Alav is always more chamor. When it comes to Tshuva, when it comes to the Einish, many Sugis Hashas that are Mavur, that Alav is more chamor. Abrazak the Ramban, but Asei also has a certain chaymer that Alaysa said doesn't have, and that is that Asei is Ava, Alaysa says Yira, and Ava is greater than Yira. Okay? So that's one aspect that Asei has that it's more chamor than Alav. So why does that explain why Asei is Deiche? Fine, so instead of it being 0 to 100, that Asei has no chaymer, and Alaysa say has all the chaymers, so Ramban saying, you know, Taka Asei has one nekudas ha-chaymer that Alaysa say doesn't have. Aber, Alaysa say has much more chaymer to it than the Asei. So Asei has one nekuda, in one way, Asei is more chaymer than Alaysa say. The Hainu Ava is greater than Yira. But what about all the other sigas that are mavur, that there's so many other sibas that Alaysa say is more chaymer than Alav? So what's pshat that tips the scale? That for some reason, once the Asei is Ava, and Alaysa says Yira, so it has epis a chaymer to the Asei over Alaysa say, so now all of a sudden that's not Masber good, because L'chayra, all the L'chayra, you should still weigh the scale and say that Alaysa has much more Chaymer to it than Asei, so Vaita the din should be that Alaysa should be the Chaysa. How does Ramban answer in the Kasha? Elamai, to answer the Shverkat in the Ramban, which some of the Achranim say, I heard it from my father also, I think he's Mechavan Ashtukal to what a lot of the Achranim say, I found Bashachachma says the guy, a bunch of other Achranim, and that is that the Ramban's maskim that Asei is not more chamer overall than Alois Asei. The way the Achrayim have it, it's a little bit of a dakas the Nekuda. They have it that there's really two Nekudas in every Asei and Alois Asei. There's doing an Asei, and then there's violating an Asei. There's being Bekayim Alav, and then there's being Oiver Alav. So when it comes to being Oiver Alav, Taka, we have all these Makairis throughout Chazal, that being Oiver Alav is worse than being Mevatel Mitzvah. Fine, that's one Nekuda. What about being Mekayim and Asei and being Shemir from Alav? So it could be that the Ramban is just saying that when you're Mekayim and Asei, there's more to that than to being Shemir from Alav. So if we're dealing with Asei Dechalis Asei, so one of them is going to beat the other one, and you're not going to have the chasarn of not doing it. Let's say the Mashal of Alois Asei will beat an Asei, and you talk our Mevatel Asei, you're not going to get punished. It's not going to register as a Bitel Asei. It's just the Lav gets Kedima, and you don't do the Mitzvah, but it's not together a Bitel Asei. And Me'idach Kis also, if the Asei is Deichet Alois Asei, you're not going to get an Aveira for doing the Lav, because the Asei was Deichet Alav. So we have to choose which one's going to be Deichet. So yeah, if you're going to be doing the Lav, if you're presented with either I have to do a Lav, violate a Lav, or violate a Mitzvah. So then it would be better to violate a mitzvah than to violate a lav. The isser of going against the lav is worse than being mevatel on asei. But if anyways they're going to cancel each other, the shayla is which one to cancel, so then the cheshbon's going to be, which one are you going to get? What's better to get? Is it better to get a mitzvah, and you're not going to lose doing an aver, because it's not going to be together doing an aver. So what's better, to get a mitzvah, or to get another shmiras alav? So since the kayach ava of getting a mitzvah is better than the kayach yira of getting a shmiras alav, memelo, that's why I say is the chalais asei. But really what that means in cheshbon is that we're not getting the chalais asei. Why not? Because taka, we're to go with Rabbi Nissim. Even the Ramban's masking that the Saif Dover is going to be like Rabbi Nissim. He's just being masbir. Why did we get to Rabbi Nissim? What's pshat? The Lois Asei wasn't Nemar, but Makam Asei. So the Ramban, because since the Kayach Av is better than the Kayach Yir, so we have to choose which one to say is not going to exist. We'd rather say the Lav doesn't exist, so you can walk away with the positive Asei versus walking away with the positive Shmir Salaf. That's why the Ramban's masking to Rabbi Nissim. If not, we're going to have kashas on the Ramban. So the Ramban's masking that it starts to be a side of you need a svar of there's epis some Chaymer to an Asei, or else we wouldn't say the Lav's not Nemar, but Makam Asei. So there is a Chaymer to Asei over Lav that Av is greater than Yir. That's why we end up with the Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen. That's why the Ramban is up to Ramban. That's why we end off with the Torah saying that the Lav wasn't Nemar B'makam Asei, because we want you to get that Maila of the Asei versus getting the Maila of the Shmir Salav. Memela, the Torah was Masadr the Dvarim, that the Lav wasn't Nemar B'makam Asei to get to the Maila of Asei versus. So, Klar the Ramban L'chayra, almost Muchach, has to hold of this Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen. Me'idach Kisa, let's take the Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen. What's Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen? He's bothered by Asei is not greater than Alaysa Asei. Alaysa is more Chamer. So what's Takab Shad Asei beats Alaysa Asei? Why is it Deicha? He's like, no, it's not Deicha. It's just the Lav wasn't Nemar. So how does that just deflects the Kasha? What's Pshat? Why is the Lav not Nemar B'makam Asei? If there's something called a Lav, there's something called Asei, and a Lav is better than Asei, so then the Seder Adoram should be that B'makam Asei, there should be a Tanayin Asei, that B'makam Asei, it should be a Tanayin Asei, that B'makam Halav, the Asei is not Nemar. What's Takab Shad that the Seder Adoram is that B'makam Halav, the Asei say is not nemar. The Rabbi Nisim didn't really answer the kasha. He's just shifting it to, okay, so it wasn't said, but why taka wasn't it said? L'chari, he'll have to come on to the pirush of the Ramban or some other svara, but let's just say the mashal of the Ramban, he'll have to epis a svara for, no, there is an adifus of the assay, which is why, because of that adifus that assay has of us, whatever it is, it's a small little adifus, but that adifus that it has made it that now the Torah said, okay, since there's an adifus to the assay, memela, we'd rather be misadir it that the b'makam the lois assay, the lav was not nemar. So l'chari, it's kamat muchach that the Ramban is going to have to hold of Rabbi Nissen going just to be mazbe the kasha that we'd have in the Ramban if he didn't hold the Rabbi Nissen going. And meidach kisa, Rabbi Nissen going l'chari has to be moided to the Ramban, because if not, then he didn't really answer the kasha that he asked. So l'chari, if they're fully masking to each other, it's hard to make a machlekes Ramban and Rabbi Nissen l'chari, they're both moided to each other. And Shuv Matzasi in the Chiddush Rabbi Baruch on the Avdal Adam and Aleph, he says over there in his Haggais, in Ice 250, he taka says, when he brings down, he sets it up as a machlekes Rabbi Nissen going another Ramban, he says he's moided there in the footnote in 250. That l'chara, the whole thing's not mucha, because l'chara, the Ramban could hold like the Rabbi Nissim and the Rabbi Nissim could hold like the Ramban. He doesn't speak out exactly the kashas that I asked on the Ramban. That he doesn't buy it that it has to be the Ramban holding the Nissim and the Rabbi Nissim has to hold the Ramban. But he just says that the whole thing's not mucha. Maybe they do hold of each other. I'm taking it a step further that l'chara, if you just go through the Chesh ben Klar, they would have to hold of each other. Not just that they could hold of each other. L'chara, they have to hold of each other. And if they have to hold of each other, so had the kushal duchta, what's taka pshat on the machikas we showing him between Tais and the Rashba? If everyone's masking to Rabbi Nissim and the l'chara, what we have is a stiris Rashba. How can you tell me that I say is not doicha to lav, and if everyone's masking at the end of the day, we have Rav Nissen Goyen's klal that b'makom halav, b'makom haasei, the lav is not nemar. So if that's true, so woe be pshat, why it's not doicha to lav? Every lav has in it built in that b'makom haasei, it's not nemar. So mali lav echa, mali shnei lav, and mali 50 lav, and it shouldn't matter. There's a t'nai in yeder lav that it's not gezak b'makom haasei. So l'chayra, the svar should be like taisis. If everyone's masking for Rav Nissen Goyen, then where's their makom to say that haasei is not doicha to lav? So to this, I wanted to tell you, and I'll be makdim with a mashal just to bring out the nekuda, and that is that we find by, let's say, the mashal lifnei iver. So the acharonim klar, by the lav of lifnei iver, is it a lav klali, that there's this a separate lav, it's called the lav of lifnei iver, and it exists by every lois asei. Every lois asei has also this lav klali that, and don't be mashal people in it. That's one way to understand a lifnei iver, that's a lav klali, or no, it's a sniff in every single lav. Every single lav has built into it, don't do this lav, and don't be mashal people in this lav. What will be an afkamina? So the acharonim speak out. A pasha afkamina will be, let's say you're faced with lifnei iver on one of the gimel chamuris. So if the pshat is that lifnei iver is a lav klali, so then there's no yarek valyavar on this klali is the galav called lifnei iver. The yarek valyavar is only by the gimel chamuris. So by lifnei iver, it's a separate lav. It's not one of the gimel chamuris. Mamela wouldn't be yarek valyavar. But if lifnei iver is built into every single lav, so that means built into every lav is, let's say, loisitzach and gilarayas and shvichas damim, gilarayas and avodah zarah. If built into every one of those lavin is, and also don't do avodah zarah, don't kill people, and don't do gilarayas. And built into that is, and also don't be lifnei iver on these averis. So then it comes out that the aver you're doing when you do lifnei iver on gilarayas is a gilarayas aver. Maybe it will be arag vayaver. So the nafkamina between whether lifnei iver is a lav klali or a sniff in every single lav would be a major nafkamina. It would be more nafkaminas, but one basic nafkamina that just sticks out would there be a din yarag vayaver on the lifnei iver of the gimel chamurs. So with that hakdama, I want to be mazber azay. What's the hakdama in this kala of Rabbeinu Nissim Gain? Rabbeinu Nissim Gain is saying that b'makom halav, there's a t'nai in every lav, that a lav is not said b'makom mitzvah. B'makom asay, the lav is not nemar. Is that a lav, is that a din klali, that's like a t'nai klali, that it is a general klal that lois asays are not nemar b'makom asays? Or is it no? It built into every single lav, it's a sniff in every single lav, is that this lav isn't said b'makom mitzvah. So l'chayr, with that akdama, we could say very pasha. Tais has held that it's taka, a sniff in every single, this klal verb in the Mishnah of a lav was not nemar b'makom asay, is built into every single lav. So if it's built into every single lav, so every lav has in it that b'makom asay, I'm not said. So on the chayra, if that would be the beers, then it's parsha like taisis. That I say it could be the chetu lavin, because every single lav has its own parsha of amatzeh b'makom mitzvah. So this lav's not b'makom mitzvah, this lav's not b'makom mitzvah. Every lav has in it amatzeh b'makom mitzvah. So I don't care if there's seven lavin b'makom mitzvah, each one has its own parsha of amatzeh b'makom mitzvah. So avada, that's what taisis held. He held that it's a din mesuyim in every single lav, that it's a sniff in every lav that it's not said b'makom asay. Mamela Taisus holds that asay is deicha one lav, is deicha two lav, and is deicha five lav, and it doesn't matter. Mashen Kin the Rashba, who's saying that asay is not deicha two lav, and he'll tell you that no, he's masking to this tonight of Rabbi Nissim Goyen, like he said Mefurish in his Chuvas. Abba the Rashba will tell you that Yen Adin is a din klali. It's a klali is the gedin talking to all 365 lavin, that b'derech klal, you 365 lavin, is a klali is the gedin, that b'makom one of you asay is not nemar. But if there's two of you, then it is nemar. It makes a lot more sense sense to be mechalik that if you hold it's a din klali, if it's a din mesuyim in every single lav l'chayr, there's no makom to be mechalik that. No, but two lavin, then the din mesuyim is not said. There's a din mesuyim in every single lav, so why would the lavin see each other? Mashenki, if it's a din klali and it's telling all the lavin as a whole, all of you 365 lavin, you're not said b'makom where any one of you are going k'neged asay, but if there's two of you going k'neged asay, then there's no such klal. Meil, that would explain very gishmak the machalikas between Taisus and the Rashba. Shkayach Rabbi Zay.